Welcome to Soul Matrix Show, unleashing the power of your infinite soul with Sherry Collins. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show will help you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. We all have inner wisdom within us, and Sherry can help you find it. You can be the creative change that you want in your life, and Sherry wants to show you how to do that. Let's navigate on your soul's journey. Soul Matrix Show starts now.
Hello, everyone. I am Sherry Collins, and you are on the Soul Matrix Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so grateful to be here today with you guys. We have such an exciting show planned for you. I have a special guest joining us after the first break, but I'm just going to do a little bit of a lead-in for this before we start. So we are going to be talking to Jennifer Amanda Long, and we're going to be talking about the program called Divine Soul Transformation, which is actually changed into Soul Transformation Program. And within this program, the structure allows you to understand how to do a deep dive into your own self. So, you know, as we're children and we grow up, there's components of our life that maybe we don't fully understand why things happen. Maybe you have parents who are alcoholics, a dad or a mom who's a narcissist. Maybe you have attachments to things that you don't even understand. And in this program, it actually helps you to do a deep dive into some of that stuff, releasing these programs and conditions and belief systems to kind of help you understand why they transpired, but also how to release them. Now, this whole matrix program is taught by Jennifer and myself. The reason why I wanted to bring her on is because there's so much stuff starting to transpire in our spiritual journeys around doing the deep dive. You know, we all have heard about shadow work, you know, being able to do that deep dive and really sink deep into where our traumas come from. Now, I'm not a fan of living in that space. We can definitely go through that moment where we need to purge all those things, but then it's about actually rising. It's about stepping into consciousness, being able to rise through all the challenges that meet you day to day and be able to emerge and see what's actually before you. So I just want to do a little bit of a lead into this before I bring her on. And part of this was brought about through being able to connect to the Galactic Council. Now, if this gets all galactic-y on you and you're not sure what this is, I'm going to give you just a little small rundown. So there's a governing body outside of where we are that governs different portions of Earth and different galaxies and galactic beings. And we all live by the universal one. We live by laws of the universe that were designed in place so that really at the end of the day, we can do no harm. So understanding that these councils are put in place, just like your government, except they're actually for us. there's part of this journey that allows us to, you know, connect into these beings and see just what they are. We are a part of them. You come from somewhere, as do they. And during our navigation forward, we were sent on galactic missions through the Galactic Council. And when we first started these missions, it started off as saving the children. Now, I want to just tap in and share this with you. There is a lot of children on who transition over, adults as well, that we hold on so tightly to them that they almost can't let go. So kids in comas, people who are in, you know, maybe a vegetative state. Internally, Parkinson's, dementias, Alzheimer's, we're still consciously aware in our head when people have those things. So it's not like the soul can actually leave, but there's this thing where, you know, we tie ourselves to being human and being alive, that we don't understand that we are allowed to reincarnate. We're allowed to have parallel universes and parallel lives playing out all at once. Who says we have to actually go anywhere? During this mission, we got to understand what it's like to save children who are stuck in between being able to go back to source and come back here. So during our missions, it was a very humbling moment just to be able to witness some of those things. We sometimes don't realize how controlled we are in our life. And when we're children, that's when most of it starts because our parents know no different. And we let them off the hook for that they know no different. When in all actuality, we all know very different. We know that our soul has a purpose. We know that our soul has a journey. We're just not told till later. Some people wake up very, very early to this stuff. But if you are not taught it, then you start to collect programs and conditioning as you move through the school system, your daily life. And then we get a job, we go to school, you know, college, university. They're all just programs. And the basis of going on this mission was to be able to bring something back to humanity. And this was the one thing that Jen and I learned along the way, was how to step into our own power, how to understand what an illusion was, how to understand that what is before your eyes is something that you are creating, and that you can manifest everything forward from there. But sometimes we have to let go of these binds and chains that create us in this world. You know, maybe you've had a parent who says, no, you can't do that, over and over again. And then you just think, I can't do it, because you're so used to hearing that no, 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 that we never learn to start stepping out and going, too bad, I'm going to do it anyways. And I feel like for myself, I can't speak for Jen, but for myself, I know that I needed that in that moment that we were sent on mission. And a lot of things transpired on that mission. Some things I can talk about, some things are still, when it comes closer to the time to reveal, I will. But there's things that happened in Fiji over the whole last 2 to 3 years. It's actually in the newspaper. That was Jennifer and I. There's things that happened in DC with the obelisk. That was Jennifer and I. You know, being able to work with different galactic people like Ashtar Command, being able to work with the military command up there, being able to understand that when somebody asks you to do something within the greater good of humanity, that you are, it is a yes. There is no no. Even if you don't feel like you're ready, it's still a yes. But unpacking these things that we live our life by that say, I'm scared, I can't do this, we have to start removing those first. So this Divine Soul Transformation class that is taught by Jen and myself is a 12-week program. And this 12-week programs allow you to understand and have all of the tools that you need to start clearing out everything from your subconscious, your conscious, and then being able to remove the memory cells inside the body structure that keeps us so wound and struck. As you can see the orbs flying by. As you understand the components of self, you start to understand what things need to come up and what things need to be removed. 9 times out of 10, when we're able to see the root cause of something, we're able to wrap our heads around it just a little bit more and understand why it is so detrimental that we start to remove these things. We live by so many programs in our life. I'm stupid. I'm dumb. You know, we're told these things over and over again, just in different ways. And we just adapt into the lies that we're told. And once you start to break free of the lies and the molds, everything starts to make sense. Everything starts to come together in alignment. You feel better. You start to align with better people, different people. You start to leave the programs, the alcohol, the drugs, the suicide, all of these things get left behind because you're able to rise above it. Now, a lot of people will come and say, can you help me get rid of this? 9 times out of 10, they're just going to do it on their own and not realize. So becoming a trainer and becoming someone who can facilitate healings for people, it brings this empowerment in, because it also brings in a coaching aspect. Now, you guys know my journey. I never thought I was a coach. I didn't even know what that was until my guide said, you're going to coach this person. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, I already know what to do. I know what to say to you. So it becomes this ability to speak to people on a different level. And what I've found over the last couple of years of teaching this modality is that more and more people are starting to understand that they want to let go. They don't want to hold on to these programs anymore. They're tired of the way their body feels at the end of the day, because they're weighing down with so many other people's words and conditions. Sometimes what we don't realize either is that our ancestral line creates a lot of havoc in our life, because we carry so much of their lifetimes with us. Now, I've heard a lot of people say that it's only 7 generations back. I have seen it as far back as 26. So we're not going to limit anything here. We're going to just open this wide open and say we can carry everything forward, or we can stop those programs now. And it is just a program. We're just programmed to think we have to carry their stuff when we actually don't. Just like you don't have to carry your own, you know, those things that you don't like in your life, those programs you lay on yourself. I have to do this and I have to do that. I'm not allowed to accept help. I'm not allowed to see if anybody needs, or if I can ask somebody to help me with that. There's so many programs that show up that say, no, 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 no. And we have to start retraining our brain to go, yes, yes, yes. So as we go through this next, you know, couple of segments with Jen, I'm actually going to do a session on her. And we're going to open this up so you guys can see just how quick it is. Now, some of this might resonate with you as you're watching this, and that's okay. Just ask that it be received for yourself. Anything that feels familiar or resonates with you, just allow yourself to walk through the session. Even though it's going to be for Jen, put your name in there instead. Maybe something will be released from you and you will feel it in your physical body, right? We have to understand that everything that we feel in this moment everything that we stop in this now moment of a program stops it for our children. And then we can start to redo some of those things. We can start to pull back on some of those things so we see the pathway forward. And then they become freer of your karmic energy as well. So we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and Jenna's going to join us. I look forward to seeing you guys very shortly. Have a great break and I'll see you soon.
Do you want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Damayanti, jewelry, clothing, and homewares, with inspiring Sanskrit messages of strength, love, and divine energy, power words that shine a light on your soul path. Our jewelry is made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special Sanskrit mantra that speaks to your soul.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live, on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living program, contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins on the Soul Matrix Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and my special guest tonight is Jennifer Amanda Long. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so we're just going to do a little bit of a deep dive into Divine Soul Transformation course and what's up and coming with the whole dynamic of it. So how about maybe you share your experience of what it's been like to kind of come through this journey from, you know, Galactic Council asking you to come, maybe up until like teaching.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. What an experience that was. Being asked to come, let's start with that. So that was quite an experience. We had been dialoguing, you and I had been dialoguing about what was happening sort of in the world at the time. And, you know, I just kept sort of knowing that, there was something that we had to do. I want to step back if I could, just even like a few months prior to that, because I was reflecting on it just before I came on with you today about the whole journey that you and I've had together, stepping into this type of work. And I realized that what a profound experience, we had when, I remember you turning to me on sort of the last day of the training that we did together and you said, okay, I'm doing a group. I need you to come aboard and we're going to help people. We're going to bring in whoever needs help, whoever needs some healing. And we're just going to use the tool that we've received here and we're going to help people. And I remember thinking like, okay, let's do it. I didn't know what I was getting into, but I just felt like I had to do it. I just felt called to do it. So a few months of almost a year actually of doing that process with you of, you know, weekly, supporting different individuals going through different things in their lives, working together as a group, and what an experience that was. And I just knew in my heart I needed to do more of it. So then as the world started to shift and go through the experience that we all just had, you know, when, and as we were talking about what was happening, you know, that sort of divine call came in. And I remember it was unshakable. Like I was shaking, but it wouldn't leave me. I just knew we had to do something. We had to take what we were using, what we were, just what was coming through for us and start to help more on a grander scale. And so, you know, when we got the call, you know, it came through for me. And I remember you're saying, yes, it's coming through for me too. And let's go, let's figure this all out. So that was profound. That was an extremely profound experience. And they just amplified from there. So,
What was some of the takeaways you got from going on mission for 9 months?
Oh, geez. I mean, being of service was a huge one, you know, just that experience of really just helping whoever we could, wherever we could, just, you know, it really was about the greater good of all of humanity across the cosmos. Like it wasn't, you know, we were so open to doing whatever we were asked to do and, go wherever, you know, we were asked to go. And, that was huge. That was profound. The love that also poured through, that was, like I'd never experienced before in my entire life. Those moments of, you know, connecting with source, connecting with, you know, whatever beings were coming forward to work with us. That was a profound experience of the purest form of unconditional love you could even imagine.
What was your experience of understanding what the illusion was? Like when you first started to understand and see the actual illusions that we see quite often, but yeah, are so oblivious to them until we get to a certain point, and then it's like, oh my gosh, that's plain as day. Like, what was your take on that? Because I think we both kind of stumbled in through it going, oh yeah, this is good. And then we're like, what? Oh my God.
Yeah.
So what was your experience with that when you kind of feel like you learned what the illusions were?
I mean, it just kept unfolding. I think it's just, you realize how interwoven it is to, you know, into your lives, into every thing that you understand. It just really teaches you that you know, it's what we're experiencing is not quite what you think. So it really makes you come out of, you know, it sort of awakens you out of this slumber of like, oh, okay, I'll do that. And then you awaken into this thing of, I'm not sure if that's what's right for me, or I'm not sure if that's the path I want to take, you know, whatever that might be, whatever, you know, professional or whatever person used to hold in a high regard, you know, it's instead of just sort of being, you know, in this sort of state of slumber, it's this awakening that happens that you're like, I'm not sure, I don't agree with that. And I need to find out more about that. And I want to investigate this. And that's really what it did for me in a grand scale. I'm being really general, but I mean, that's sort of the essence of what it was.
How has learning Divine Soul Transformation course changed your life? Being that you went through it as a practitioner, but then also kind of like learning and receiving as you went through the course. How was that experience for you?
Yeah. So my experience of it was, I felt like such a newbie. Like, honestly, I felt like I experienced all of these things with you. You know, I received, you know, the same teachings when we were together and similar when we were, you know, separated. And, but honestly, I was still like dumbfounded, like repeatedly of, you know, what it was that we were actually receiving. And so for me, like when we first started to put the course together to bring this forward, to help people learn this, I just felt like every time I was learning it on a different level. And I think, and even still, like I'm still integrating it on another level as I go through my own journey of understanding my role here on the planet. And so it's been like, it's a constant evolution, which I think is so beautiful, is that the more you work with it, the more you sit with it, the more you think about it, the more you experience it, it just keeps unfolding in such a beautiful way.
And would you say that you've healed, like you're heaps ahead of where you thought you would be because you were able to step into that modality and be able to use those tools for yourself and clear some things? And
yeah, I've certainly cleared a lot of things that I never understood were impacting me until I understood that they were even happening in my life. And so all of that deep dive work was so helpful and so necessary, and definitely has evolved, you know, the person that I am today. But I'm like one of those onions, like I just keep peeling more layers off. And so it's awesome to have this tool to keep coming back to understand something more. And that's, you know, as I'm continuing to up level in my own personal journey, that's certainly what I'm doing, is revisiting things that, and understanding them in different aspects, and just keep, you know, diving deeper into it. Certainly I'm not the person that we started out at, like the journey that we started. I certainly have evolved. And I'm excited to see where I'm going to continue to evolve to, because I know there's so much more, you know, for me in my journey. But yeah, I'm grateful to have this tool and to understand it, like I said, like continue to integrate it and evolve it. And I love that it's one of those tools that, even though we have a process, right? There's steps to the process. Yeah. But the beautiful thing is that there's this integration into, you know, doing it your way, experience and bringing it forward with your clients in a way that just really embodies who you are. And I love that about this.
That's beautiful. It's definitely been quite the journey from start to finish with it. Yeah. Like just being able to go experience different layers of the modality. Mm-hmm. I know one of my biggest takeaways was learning to understand how things show up in the body system. So like cancer, or absolutely, understanding why this emotion gets so trapped and why it rears its ugly head so much, you know, why there's different ways to calibrate things and how things in the body feel off when they're not calibrated properly. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, the biggest takeaway of like learning to trust every single ounce of your clairs, you know, you're seeing, you're knowing, you're sensing, you're feeling, as we would be separated, I'd be in the center of a planet and Jen would be on top of the planet. And she'd be like, oh, I don't feel good, I feel poopy. So then we'd have to readjust, just learning to understand how the body behaves in certain things. And I think you can understand this from your own aspects as well, that when we come up against somebody else's version of what they believe to be true, when it smacks up against us, we can start to take on their program of, oh, well, this, and it has to be this way. And, you know, especially the teachings from Bibles and things like that, it's not that they're wrong, it's just that doesn't resonate with you. So then you're taking on their belief system, and that can wreak a little bit of havoc. So you being able to utilize the tools for divine soul transformation or soul transformation helps us to understand how to unpack those a little bit easier, quicker, and then we can start moving forward quicker out of these programs and belief systems that we currently hold.
Absolutely. I think the, you know, the belief systems is like when you ask me about the illusion, like that's really what sort of came through for me as my present takeaway, right? You start to realize that these illusions are happening, but wait a second, they're also happening like moment to moment in our belief systems, right? So it's, this tool is so profound because we can actually look at those belief systems and change them and transform them into ones that we choose. And it's such a beautiful opportunity to be able to do that.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break, so please stay tuned. When we come back, I'm actually going to do a transformation session on Jen so that you can kind of see in real time. She's going to explain her part of it in the beginning, and then I'll do the session. And then, you know, we'll ask her how she feels after, and you'll get to see it real time. I think I just did three of these in another group of ours that we have. And if anyone is wanting to join, it's called Pathways to Soul Alignment. And you can come in and experience these sessions for free and be able to go through that shift yourself and watch other people go through it too. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do a session on Jen, and I'll see you guys very shortly.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
I am Carissa Atkins, and I help women boss up, get fit, and become unstoppable. And I do this by helping them create healthy habits that support nutrition and exercise and mindset work and stress management and self-care. You get the idea. If that sounds something like you're interested in, you can find me everywhere. Just Google, you know, Carissa Atkins 365 Daily Hustle. It's a global health coaching company, so I'm coaching women all over the world.
Sherry Collins is an intuitive development life coach, psychic medium, and teacher of many modalities to help heal the body, mind, and soul. Her work mixes together a variety of different modalities to create something totally unique and powerful. If you are ready to heal the past traumas and wounds that keep you stuck, Sherry will teach you techniques that will allow you to live your best life. To learn more and book a session, visit sherry-collins.com. Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Hello and welcome back. I am Sherry Collins on Transformation Talk Radio. So we are going to dive in and do a session with Jen, and we are going to just dive in, let her be really raw, let her be, you know, her true self in this moment. And we're just going to dive in. So we're going to do something around sleep and rejuvenation. So how's your sleep patterns? Do they suck? You know, what's kind of transpiring with your sleep?
I mean, they're okay. They're not great. Like I get to bed on, I can fall asleep. Staying asleep isn't always easy to do. But my biggest thing is that when I wake up, I feel like I'm not rested. I still feel like I could sleep for more hours. So
it's interesting you just said that, because the first thing that just came up for me is almost like, it's like the sleep doesn't fulfill you anyways. So it wouldn't really matter how long you slept for. You're going to be tired regardless when you get up.
Yeah, I'd say that's
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've almost never thought of like it that way, to be honest.
It's almost too, is it for me when I just kind of intuit into your body, it's kind of like there's so many things kind of battling each other out in your body, so that the brain is battling the body system is battling the organs. So it always feels like there's something transpiring, maybe lots of movement, lots of shifting while you sleep. And it's kind of like once you're startled awake, it's like you can't go back to sleep.
I would say that's fair.
Yeah. So what do you believe must be true around this whole sleep component being rejuvenated?
Well, I mean, my belief is that I need to have a certain amount of sleep in order to be rejuvenated. Mm-hmm. So I need to have like the 8 hours of sleep in order to feel rejuvenated.
I just heard waste of time. Like I just heard it's like a waste of time. I go to bed, I don't get rest, and it's a waste of time to even go to bed.
Yeah, I mean, I like going to bed, but I could see how that would, never thought of it in that way, to be honest with you. I think how it feels to me, maybe putting it in my words would be, it doesn't feel like it does any good. So I think like, it's like, almost this, like, what's the point? Cause I'm going to wake up and I'm still going to be exhausted anyway. So yeah, I think that's.
What's the emotions tied to the sleep?
Frustration, disappointment. Like, I'm disappointed that when I wake up, I'm still tired. There's probably some sadness in there that I'm still feeling the same way, that I feel like I can't quite catch up on it.
Yeah, it's almost like this rut, this permanent rut. It's like I go to bed, I get up, I get up, and nothing changes. It's nothing always changes. The same.
Yeah.
I'm also getting lots of interruption. It's kind of like I can't stay asleep and come out of it going, oh, it's sunshine and unicorns today.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the fear behind this?
That I'm like, I feel like I'm fearful I'm never going to feel rested. This is always how it's going to be. And that I'm never going to get like that full night's sleep. And the interruptions, that's very accurate, actually. That happens often. And certain periods of time, even more so. But
I keep getting it's going to end up more serious. There's going to be something else that comes into this, that it's like, whether it's sleep deprivation or insomnia, whatever, it's almost going to escalate and become bigger than what it is now.
Okay.
What's your belief behind it?
I believe that sleep is very important. So I think the fear, actually, this just came for me. The fear is that if I don't get the sleep, then it's going to impact me in other aspects of my life.
What's the block?
It's like, what's the point in trying? It's just going to be the same anyway.
Yeah. What I just got is, if you don't get enough sleep, it affects your children.
Well, I mean, it would affect me, which would definitely affect my children.
Yeah, but it's almost like you can't perform.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I mean. Yeah.
But what would it be like if there was no issue with going to sleep, waking up rejuvenated? What would that be like in the belief standpoint? If everything was in its perfect end result.
Yeah. That would be amazing. Waking up feeling rejuvenated and like ready to fresh to start the day would be absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have a spring in my step and, I feel like there'd be more joy. I feel like there would be more, which translates into, love and the love that I share with others.
And why does the sleep create joy?
It's the energy to like the rested energy that I would feel like I wouldn't wake up in the tiredness that I'm currently waking up in.
Okay. And what happens to all these emotions that keep surfacing around this? If everything is in its perfect result, what does that transform into if it's in perfect harmony?
Like joy. I feel like that would just give me more like vitality and feeling like I, unstoppable, like just more of that like oomph, for that like the drive to like do all the things and this sort of like real zest for life.
And what happens to all the fear and the blocks if all this isn't the perfect end result?
Yeah. So, I mean, I just feel there would be more excitement and just more love of life. And just more, just more certainty of, you know, I can do all the things I want to do.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's just do a little bit of clearing work around some of these things you brought in.
I just already feel like this shifting happening in my body.
Just relax your shoulders. It's almost like you're just kind of holding stuck, right? It's like this need to always be ready.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
I guess I'd be more grounded. There's this feeling of sort of like almost like stuff like melting off of my, especially on this side, melting like down my like neck and shoulders.
So something came up that said, I'll sleep when I'm dead. So that just surfaced up as I'm clearing this stuff. That's what came up. So I almost feel like there's a part of you that thinks, okay, when is that? When do I need to wait? Like, not the death part, but it's kind of like, okay, what, like, can I just have that moment, right? What needs to transpire in order for me to have that moment of that rest? But I also feel like there's a busyness that happens late in the day with you as well. So it's almost like during the day is okay when the kids are at school. It's when they come home that it's like, okay, rush, let's go. So it's almost like your body doesn't have time to just slow down. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It does. There's this sort of like this lull, and then there's this like everything amps back up again at 7:30 at night, right? And then it's like, yeah, for sure.
All right, so we're just going to go into the root of why. So I have you and a grandfather figure or a male figure. You look very young, but he looks much older. There's quite an age difference, more than a dad would be to me. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting this sense in the heart space that is kind of like, there's no time for that. There's no time for this.
That just brought up like a whole bunch of anxiety in my chest. Just you saying that.
Yeah. It almost feels like when you go to bed at night, it's like, that's when everything kicks in of where you didn't get time to process through the day. It's like all these things start to surface, whether it's in the brain or in the body. And that's what we talked about in the beginning. It was kind of like this battle, internal battle.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like my body starts to speak at night.
Yeah. But I almost feel like from this person, this male figure, is that there's trouble connected to it. If you don't go to bed and don't be a good girl, then you won't wake up rested. Like, it's almost like this girl is attached to something there. When you were a child, was there conditions placed on bedtime? You have to go to bed, turn off the light, and go to sleep.
I'm just, and to be honest with you, I don't remember a lot of...
It's coming in through here as well.
Yeah.
Almost like I'm not allowed to speak. I have to just go to bed. I can't speak up for myself and say, oh, I need this, or I need a drink of water, because then there's certain things that will happen. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave this right here. I'm going to keep working a little bit on her while we're on commercial break, but please stay around, come watch the rest of it, and we will finish up this. Thank you so much, guys.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page.
We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit LeahRowling.com.
So welcome back, guys. So what you missed over the commercial break was just kind of still uncovering little pieces of that. So what we came to was feeling disappointed that you're going to hurt somebody that you love while still trying to take care of everybody else. And all the thoughts come up at nighttime around, okay, what can I do better? What did I do wrong? How can mom love me more? So even though dad is standing there, this still equals mom and dad at the same time. So how did that resonate for you?
Yeah, absolutely. that is transpiring like in my day to day now. Different players, same story.
So when I tap into your physical body, what comes up the most for me is like your hips, your lower back, not being able to always want to move, right? Holding on to that energetic ties to those stories. So we're just going to clear that out. And I'm just going to keep going through this. So there is a lot of generational stuff that comes in around the woman, the children and the mom. So females mostly helping out whoever needs help. And it's kind of like the boys get off scot-free of a lot of things. And I feel like you do a little bit of similar stuff with your own son as well, even though your daughter is very, you know, willing to step in and help, which you were as well. So I feel like this transpires down. It's like, well, where's the fair in this, in that, right? So always wanting it to be equal. So we're just going to do some heart healing.
Yeah, that's very true. I'm mindful of it, but I still not the best at, I still have work to do at making it more equal and holding him accountable for sure.
We're just letting go of some generational stuff. And then we're going to just bring in some DNA healing. How are you starting to feel now, though, as this keeps going?
Actually, it's funny that you say that because I'm actually starting to feel a little lighter in my chest. For sure. There's some awareness in my lower back. Like it was starting to hurt, but now it's kind of there. It feels like things are shifting. But yeah, all here feels a lot lighter. There was a lot of emotion that came up earlier when you were
We're just going to bring in some healing for that chest area as well. Anywhere that you beat yourself up around, oh, this isn't working. And, you know, maybe no tools to be able to let that stuff go at the end of the day and just being able to relax. Right. So we're just going to bring in that healing for the body and for the mind, just allow you to just decompress at the end of the day before you step foot into your room. So let's talk about a little bit of something up and coming that we have going on. So at the end of the month, on February
27th,
27th, yep. 28th, and March 1st, mm-hmm. we actually have a 3-day free workshop that's coming out. Jen and I are both facilitating it with Wooden Bonus Day. So do you want to just run down the list there? What are we going to be talking about?
Yeah. So we've titled it, Following Your Inner Compass, which I just love that title. I think that it's such an important thing for all of us to do. And so the days that follow with that are, it's really about connecting with your truth. Then we're going to do some work with trusting your gut or trusting your instinct, and then stepping into being an absolute.
I love that. And where can anybody join in this whole 3-day free event?
Yeah. So on Facebook, we have a group, Pathways to Soul Alignment. It's a private group. So please find us and join us. This is just one of the things that we've offered. We do have some other goodies that we've offered as well in the group that you can go back and rewatch. Sherry's done several of these soul transformation sessions. And I'm going to be offering some as well, one-on-one to experience it through some time with me. Sorry, I'm still shifting. Trying to put the words together.
Yeah. So you shift for a second. Yeah. I'm going to talk about the actual course of soul transformation.
Yes. Okay.
So the course is a 12-week course. We actually have it on a Kajabi library right now. So if you're interested and you want to come in and you want to do this work and you're ready to sign up, you can sign up right now. It's at soultransformationacademy.com. So you can dive in and take it right now if that's what you choose. We have an online school there, an online library full of calls like this that you can jump into right now and you can, you know, listen to the over 40 calls that are on there. The other thing I want to say too is during this experience, it's 12 weeks that you get to spend with Jen and I. It's all taught differently during each class. The curriculum stays the same, but the way it's delivered is always different. I am a channeler, so I channel every ounce of information that comes in, however it needs to be delivered. The thing is this is going to be a very special 3-day launch that we're doing because it will lead right into what we're doing here. So this 12-week program allows you to understand DNA, where things come from in your generational line. It allows you to understand and connect back to love for yourself and let go of the things that are not yours. It truly does allow you to come into so many aspects of yourself, but being able to understand your beliefs, emotions, your fears, and your blocks, those are the key components that we need to release everything that we've experienced in this lifetime and past. Being able to understand where all this gunk came from and being able to take care of it right away is really key to being able to ascend higher in your elevation of your shift. There is a fee that comes with the course. The online school is $3,500, and to be coming into the class with Jen and I teaching it for 12 weeks is $5,555. You know, we've had hundreds of people come through this program, and we are truly passionate about teaching it to every single person. And you're all individually part of our family. There's a community, there's a Facebook group that comes with it with all of our students in there. You can practice on each other. And I think being able to build a community that understands and you're all like-minded in the steps towards your journey of being able to help others. Because once you learn this 12-week structure, it is really that simple, like less than half an hour for Jen. You know, I can do sessions in less than 10 minutes, depending on what's going on. But it is quick, it's fast, and you can use it on yourself. You don't need to sit in a meditation for 20 minutes before you get going. It really is there to guide you through these steps of, you know, unlocking the things that you don't know. So what would you suggest for people who are just ready to dive into this?
Yeah, I would suggest definitely checking out our workshop next week, you get to see sort of what that process is of learning from us, learning with us, experiencing it, experiencing all the beautiful nuggets that come through. And then please reach out to us. We'd be happy to jump on a one-on-one call with you to talk through anything if you have any questions. But I want to go back to the course for just one sec and share a little bit more about what it's like to be in class. So I love what you said about how everything's channeled. Like the curriculum is all the same. Yes, everything's channeled. What that means for you, though, as a student, is that the information that you're receiving is unique to you. It's unique to the group of people that you're with, which also means that it's tailored to you. You're going to receive everything that you need to know in those moments that's really going to resonate and align with you. It's really about spending the time. We're covering the material, but it's also about getting that, you know, group time with us where we have those, you know, in the moment chats about what we're learning, about what you're experiencing in your life, about how you're integrating this new energies that you're bringing in. That's really special. I think that the connections that are made amongst the students as well is their lifelong connections. Like all of our students are just fabulous, and they've continued to, you know, carry on relation with each other. And it's just absolutely beautiful. But yeah, you're getting this special time, with us to really, you know, integrate all of these tools that we're giving you, and you're doing it right in the moment in class, right? So the class is really for you. But the beautiful thing is that you're learning a modality that you're going to take and use with others. So it's like, it's a kind of a two things in one, right? You're experiencing this for you and taking it out for others. And it's just absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Jen. It's just a pleasure to share space with you and to be your family and soul family. I'm so grateful for you. If you guys are interested and you want to dive into this, feel free to message SherryCollins1@hotmail.com. We'll give you all the information you need. You can also reach out to DivineSoulTransformation@gmail.com. If you're ready to dive in right now, head over to the Academy, SoulTransformationAcademy.com, and you can dive in and start now. If you purchase the course in the next 2 weeks, you will be in our 8-week program for free, and you will get the recording from the first program we just did. So there's a huge bonus attached to all of this. So that means you get 12 weeks plus you get this 8-week course that we're launching next Wednesday or next Tuesday. So please feel free, join us on the workshop. Pathways to Soul Alignment on Facebook. Thank you so much, Jen. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. I so love and appreciate you. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Soul Matrix Show, Unleashing the Power of Your Infinite Soul with Sherry Collins. Tune in live every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show helps you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. To learn more about Sherry and her services, visit Sherry-Collins.com. That's Sherry-Collins.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.